has more money than he knows what to do with, and he loses it, I say he's mighty loose with his money. If he gives it to a lot of people, maybe is very generous, I'd say he's free with his money. If he leaves it around where it can get lost or stolen, he's careless with it.
You say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
strange, weird, funny, odd.
Any old-fashioned terms for that?
Oh, I see. Queer. I wouldn't use queer. I used queer as a child until my California relatives just reacted in total horror when I said something was queer, and they said that meant homosexual. But I had never heard it used that way at home.
What did queer used to mean?
Funny, weird, strange, odd.
Did you ever use it as a noun when it meant just funny?
No. It was always an adjective. A queer person. That's a queer happening. That's a queer, queer-looking house.
When did queer start meaning homosexual?
I don't know when it started meaning it. I never heard it used that way until I had my attention called to it by my California relatives. And after that, I began to notice it here. So it probably was used that way, but not in a polite context, because polite people didn't talk about them.
How would you use the word now at all?
I think I would use it now as a homosexual and not use it. I might possibly say that's a queer looking something.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say it's a queer person unless I meant it was a homosexual.
Is that a generation thing? Do you think your grandmother?
My grandmother probably wouldn't notice the difference and would probably still say queer for odd. She calls them fairies when she talks about homosexuals, or she says they're very effeminate.
Someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him, he's going to do things his way.
He's stubborn as a mule.
Okay. What about someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper?
Oh. Let's see. Well, I'd say he has no sense of humor, but there is a word that I might use for that.
Say something had happened to embarrass someone and he didn't want you to mention it. You say, well, you better not tease him about that because
he's real sensitive or real touchy about that.
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
riled up, fired up,
anything
excited,
mad. And someone's about to lose their temper, you could tell them that just
simmer down. Just
keep
cool it. Just keep calm.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired, worn out, exhausted. Let's see, tuckered out, I've heard, but I don't think I'd say it unless I were joking. I'd probably say, I'm just worn out.
And if a person had been well and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they
got sick?
And if a person had gone out in the rain and came in with sneezing and everything, you'd say he
caught a cold, or caught cold. I might say either one.
And if he can't talk right, he sounds a little
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a
frog in your throat.
And you have to do what?
Cough.
And say if you normally went to bed at about 10 or 11 o'clock and you had to stay up late one night, you'd say by about 1 or 2 o'clock, you'd be feeling pretty...
Feeling pretty tired, feeling pretty sleepy.
Do you make a distinction between sleepy and drowsy?
Not really, not particularly. Drowsy, no, I don't think I make a distinction really.
Which term would you be more likely to use?
Probably say sleepy. If I were saying drowsy, it would be more like I was sitting out on the porch on a hot afternoon and I was reading and I got drowsy, meaning sleepy. But if it's while I'm walking around and I can hardly keep my eyes open, I'd say I'm sleepy.
Okay.